We're joined today by Elvia Garcia, who's a community organizer for the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, Delia Yin, who's also a coordinating committee member for the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. And on Friday, October 15th at 2:30, they're going to be leading a march on the Rensselaer County jail, particularly to protest some of the activities related to ICE and the detention of immigrants at the county jail. The march will start at the Point, which is at the intersection of 3rd and 4th Street in South Troy, right next to Stewart. So welcome to the show. And why has the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and others decided to hold this particular event?
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having us. It's really great to be on the show. I think one of the main reasons why we've decided to create this march is because multiple women have reported that they have experienced systemic violence, specifically at the Rensselaer County Jail in Troy. And we're here to, you know, call for authorities to investigate the abuse and inspect living conditions in the jail and release all the immigrant women. Specifically, Miss Q came forward not too long ago, who was a person who was detained in the jail experiencing physical abuse. So we're here to say this isn't okay, and we need to stop this. We need to we need to make an action, and we need to cut the contract immediately and release the women in the jail that are experiencing this horrible abuse.
Now, I noticed from an announcement for the march that one of the women had filed a civil rights complaint to the Department of Homeland Security about the inhumane and unsafe conditions at the Rensselaer County Jail. Has there been any response to that complaint?
No, I was going to say, I'm not aware that there has been any response to that complaint. I think that part of it is that the federal agency ICE and the privately owned detention facilities have a different set of guidelines than the county jails do. I believe there's no training done for the correction officers at these county jails for what those guidelines are. And because they're different, there's a disconnect there. So that could be a part of it as well.
Now, I do remember a number of years ago that many groups had protested the fact that the Rensselaer County Sheriff Russo, you know, had agreed to do this contract with ICE. I think maybe 287G is sort of the subtitle. And apparently Rensselaer County was the only county in New York State that agreed to do this. Has there been any, you know, effort by other county officials to, you know, get the Sheriff's Department to, you know, rescind this contract?
That's correct. Yeah. So I think one of the main reasons why maybe the sheriff hasn't is, although there are legislators, there are other county officials that disagree with it, at the end of the day, the sheriff is the one that decides it. And the county officials, like Steve McLaughlin and other local officials, are in support of it, and, you know, at the end of the day, have the rule over whether they want to or not to continue signing these horrible contracts.
Now, I also remember that a couple of years ago, this city of Troy City Council actually, even though it got watered down, was able to pass a resolution, you know, declaring the city of Troy a sanctuary city. But then that was vetoed by Mayor Madden. Can you maybe just briefly discuss, you know, you all represent the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. What is the sanctuary movement, and how has that been progressing here, you know, locally?
I can speak to that fact. I was actually very vocal in getting that passed. I actually sat in personally with meetings with Mayor Madden, and he had stated, you know, to us and to other organizers that if the bill did get passed in Troy, or if the vote went through for Troy to become a sanctuary city, that he would approve it. And, you know, we had spoken to him on numerous occasions. And then when it did go through the vote and the Troy City Council voted and made Troy a sanctuary city, when the mayor did veto it, it was really a shock to all of us, being that he pretty much gave us his word that he wouldn't do something like that. So I think it's really disappointing that people who represent districts in Troy actually did the right thing and voted correctly on that bill. And they, you know, on that, and Troy should be a sanctuary city if it's going by the word of the people. But, you know, the actions of the mayor kind of spoke differently to that.
Speaking a little bit more about Columbia County Sanctuary Movement specifically, we are an organization here in Columbia County based in Hudson that advocates and defends our immigrant community. We recognize that we also have members outside of the Columbia County, and we're very close to Rensselaer County. A lot of our members actually, you know, live in Rensselaer County and Albany County. So the Capital District is also our homes, and you know, a lot of the problems that we face also come from these regions as well. So, you know, being a part of these actions also affect our members, also affect members across the state and, you know, statewide. So of course, we're going to be here advocating for everyone in the state.
Now, we're talking with Alvia Garcia and Delia Yen from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. There is a rally in March starting at 2:30 Friday, October 15th at the point at 3rd and 4th Street intersection, and marching down to the sheriffs. Do you want to quickly walk us through what the activities planned for Friday?
On Friday, October 15th, we will meet at the park. Well, it's the intersection or the meeting of 3rd and 4th Street in Troy, New York. We will meet, the meeting time is around 2:30 p.m. And then we aim to get people kind of organized in that area and march down to RCJ. We are hoping to get everyone down at the county jail by about 3:30 p.m. And when we get there, we'll be hearing from Miss Sister and various other community organizers.
Now, I was there a couple of years ago, and I remember that, you know, people sat down to block the road and trying to get arrested, and the county decided to just avoid the issue. You know, what can people do, you know, besides joining the rally and the march this Friday? Are there other things people can be doing to sort of pressure Sheriff Russo to both improve their behavior, but also in this contract? And, you know, also, how do we go about demanding the release of the immigrants presently detained there? What can people do to support this?
Right. We actually have a county sign-on letter for legislators. So we're right now trying to call our legislators in support of making sure that our legislators pressure the county as well to end the contract. So what you can do, I can send over some info and some scripts, but you can call your legislators, let them know, hey, this is happening in Rensselaer County. Can you sign on to this letter, support letter? And then also, if you're a local, it's an election year, y'all. It's a lot of these local officials are, you know, on the ballot this November. So we can rise up and we can make a change for sure.
And I assume Columbia County Sanctuary Movement has a website and or Facebook page that people could check out?
Yeah, you can check out our website and our Facebook page. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is our name. So yeah, for more information, let us know what will be on our website and also our Facebook.
Sorry to interrupt. Also, if I could just chime in, I'm also affiliated with Ice Free Capital District, which also will be in present, and they have a Facebook page that you can check out for events like this also.
Thank you very much, Avia Garcia and Delia Yen from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Friday, 2:30 at the point, 3rd and 4th Street, Troy, New York. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.